Trump off the Colorado ballot has connections to President Joe Biden.
Its board members have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to President Biden. The board's vice chair, Wayne Jordan, pushed $300,000 to the Biden Victory Fund in 2020, and his wife, Quinn Delaney, gave more than $600,000.
That's correspondent Eben Brown. AAA says a record 115 million more commuters will travel over the holiday stretch. America's listening to Fox News.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy skies with limited sunshine today and afternoon highs around 50 degrees. Staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight, lows falling to the middle 30s. Mostly sunny and warm for Christmas Eve, high temperatures around 60. Christmas Day, still mild under partly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the upper 50s. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
The views expressed here reflect the views of Joel Marks, CLUCHFC, financial advisor, and his guests appearing on the program as of the date of the program and may change as market or other conditions change. Actual investments or investment decisions made by Ameriprise Financial and its affiliates will not necessarily reflect the views expressed on this program. This program will provide only general information, is not intended to provide investment advice, and does not account for individual investor circumstances. Investment decisions should always be made based on an investor's specific financial needs, objectives, goals, time horizon, and risk tolerance. Past performance does not guarantee future results, and no forecast should be considered a guarantee. Investment products, including mutual fund shares, are not insured or guaranteed by any financial institution and involve investment risks, including fluctuations in value and loss of principal. Investment products are not insured by the FDIC, NCUA, or any federal agency, are not deposits or obligations of or guaranteed by any financial institution, and involve investment risks, including possible loss of principal and fluctuation in value. Ameriprise Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Consult your tax advisor or attorney. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC. Virginia Credit Union is a registered representative of Ameriprise Financial. Representatives are registered securities sold advisory services offered through Ameriprise Financial, which is not an affiliate of Virginia Credit Union, Inc. Ameriprise Financial is under contract with the financial institution to make securities available to members. Not NCUA, NCUSIF, FDIC insured. May lose value. No financial institution guarantee. Not a deposit of any financial institution.
Good morning. You're listening to Money Success. I'm your host, Joel Marks, financial advisor, located at your Virginia Credit Union in Seminole Court. You can contact me at 540-785-4315. Remember, you do not have to be a member to meet with me. You can also go to WCHV.com, click on Money Success. That'll take you to my webpage where we've got some information for you, as well as my phone number and email address is there. Don't hesitate to contact me. Be happy to meet with you, answer any questions you have. Many cases, we just have to tweak a couple things or give some ideas. And sometimes we go into a deeper dive than that. But we're here for you. It's great to be with you this Saturday morning before Christmas. And not to be remiss, I want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas. Hope you have a great time with family and friends. Create lasting memories. That's what it's really about. And building relationships. So be safe. If you're traveling on the road, watch out for the other guy. You give yourself plenty of time. And I'm looking forward to spending 2024 with everybody that's listening. And thank you for listening to this program. Had a number of people come in recently that they've been listening to us for a long time. And they say, I've been meaning to get in touch with you. And finally called and said, well, how long have you been thinking about this? Oh, since you started. That's 4 years ago. So we got master procrastinators out there. And that's fine. But there's some things I don't want you to procrastinate on. And that's your own personal finances and watching over it. So as I mentioned last week, we got a couple things we want to talk about. We got some year-end concerns also. Last week we talked about required minimum distributions with your IRA or your beneficiary IRA. But when talk for those of you in estate planning, some things to do before the end of the year. How about your annual gifting? If you're going to do some gifting, for large estates, You can actually gift up to $12.92 million, which is your lifetime gift, and not pay any gift taxes. Years ago, they brought the gift tax and estate tax into parity. Under current law, because there is a twilight on this, possibly a sunset law, that we're at $12.92 million as a lifetime gift, no taxes. This has been adjusted each year for inflation, and that may change in the future. However, an individual can also give a gift to another person that's not included in the lifetime gift. This year, $17,000. So for husband and wife, that's $34,000 that you can give. Think about that, though. If you have grandchildren, you want to help their college education, if you want to gift me, just let me know, and I'll give you my account. But other than that, seriously, but if you get, I know of grandparents that want to gift monies to their grandchildren for their college education. Well, you can do that up to $34,000 if grandma and grandpa agree on that. And so that gifting, and again, that's non-charitable gifting that we're talking about here. We're not talking about charities. We're talking about non-charitable individuals. You may have grandchildren. You can have children. You want to make some gifts for estate purposes. This is a good time to do that. A lot of people look at 529 college plans. Specifically, you can give, in that case, up to five times the annual gift tax exclusion, that based on spreading it over 5 years. You can actually do that in a lump sum. You spread the gift over 5 years, although you gave it in a lump sum. You cannot add any more to that account. That's the giver. Now, somebody else could put the money in the account. You just can't put more than that in. You got to spread it over a 5-year period. And that does not reduce your lifetime gift tax. So if you're in that kind of a situation and you want to get it out of your estate, you can do it based and give $85,000, which would be about $170,000 for husband and wife. Okay, and that would be for your grandparents. So you're able to double that gift that you're giving out. And that annual gift, and here's the important for estate purposes that normally avoids the look back in the event of somebody passing, where they bring it back into the estate for tax purposes, for those states that impose an estate tax. And right now there are about 12 states that impose an estate tax. Now that's different than an inheritance tax. An estate tax is a tax on your accumulation of your assets. Remember, you've paid income tax on everything that you've earned. Now you're going to pay a tax on the accumulated asset that you have when you pass away, which does not include the inheritance tax, which is the tax that is charged to the people receiving whatever your estate is, which is deducted from the estate before the assets are dispersed. You on top of that? Well, the advantage we have in Virginia is we do not have an inheritance tax or an estate tax in Virginia. I came here from Pennsylvania. You've heard me talk about that. They do have an inheritance tax in Pennsylvania. And it's substantial. Spousal, not a problem. So think about the gifts. Also, for those of you, and I have numbers of clients that make qualified charitable deductions from their IRAs. They don't need the money. They don't want the money, but they have to take their distribution. Well, the qualified charitable distribution, and this doesn't make a difference who you are. If you normally give to your church, you could be doing this with your IRA money and not running it through your 1040 and having the tax situation where it's coming in. And then you've got to, you know, if you're running it that way and you take the standard deduction, it's costing you more money. If it's paid direct, it doesn't go through your 1040, folks. It's a great way to make some gifts and reduce your tax situation. Because the IRS permits anyone 70 and a half or older to make direct distributions to a charity from their IRA. And I've got some clients. One client does about 13 charities. It's just a lot of paperwork. But the money goes directly. The checks are made out to the charity. In most cases, my clients want the checks to go to them, and they put notes with it, and they disperse them. In some cases, the checks go directly to the charity. Does not go through their tax returns. And it's an exclusion, not a deduction. It eliminates 100% of the taxable income donated. Folks, listen to this. It eliminates 100% of the taxable income donated. What's even more valuable is these direct charitable contributions can be made for several years before age 73. So when the requirement minimum distribution must start. So you can start this earlier if you want to give support to different charities, to your church or synagogue or wherever it might be that you want these funds to go, that you give on a regular basis or irregular basis. It doesn't make any difference. I have some clients that on a semi-annual basis, we make gifts to the same charities. Some wait until the end of the year. So it's all a matter of, and I've got one that does it on a quarterly basis. More paperwork. And this can be a very important estate planning tool also, in that for you that want to keep your estate value lower to avoid estate taxes from a federal basis. So if you've got a very large estate, this can be a great tool for you. Keep in mind, though, that there is an annual cap for donations of $100,000, which is going to rise to $105,000 in 2024. And large IRAs from rollovers, from 401ks and so forth, this is a significant item for you. Secondly, those of you who want the donations to count as all or part of the required minimum distribution, the rules require that the first dollar out of one's account each year satisfy their RMD, required minimum distribution. So what that means is if you have to take $50,000 out, you can't take $10,000 personally and then give $40,000 to charities. Give the $40,000 to the charities, then put the $10,000 in your account. Be careful when you do that. To get this exclusion that you need, it's got to be done the right way. So you don't pay income tax on that required minimum distribution. If you do it the wrong way, it will all be taxable. Okay. Your advisor, your tax accountant should be able to help you with this and give you guidance. Most of my clients that I have, they're not taking any of the money. In the cases that I have, it's all given to charity at this point. So keep that in mind as you're making these charitable contributions or you're contemplating it. But again, if you normally give to your church or to charities, specific ones, this is a great way to take this off of your tax return. Again, because we have a high exclusion, itemizing for the most people does not benefit. Therefore, you're really losing this exclusion, and you're paying higher taxes than you ought to. So keep that in mind. There's also, we're looking at a sunset of the lifetime exemption that's been adjusted for inflation on an annual basis for estate tax purposes. The lifetime estate exemption for 2024 is going to be $13.61 million. There may be some people listening that's going to be important for their current law, under the current law. You've amassed large estates because of real estate, inheritances, and so forth and so on. But there's a sunset provision with this. And that's why I've been talking about estate planning. We've had an attorney on over the years to talk about this. And this exemption is going to be cut in half by 2026. So, we're going to be down to about 7 million. So you need to be taking a look. If you haven't done the proper estate planning, you need to start looking for an attorney that does estate work. Now, it's not a hobby. No offense, folks, but I want a specialist to work with my clients. I don't want them doing divorce in the morning, tort law, and throwing a DUI. I want somebody that just specializes. If I got a heart problem, I'm going to a heart specialist. I'm not going to a general practitioner. That's just the way I think we all feel about it. So do your due diligence when you're going to be going to somebody. So what do you do now for estate planning? Generally, it falls into two camps. It all depends on the size of your estate. For a high net worth individuals, and then you need to use it or lose it. And estate planning, there are multiple trusts and so forth that you can use to spread your estate out and avoid federal estate taxes. Remember, the difference between avoiding and evading could be 10 to 20 years. Okay? You get free meals in a car. So, anyways, you're listening to Money Success here on CBO 107.5 and WCHV 1260 this Saturday morning, Saturday before Christmas. And I'm Joel Marks, your host, financial advisor. And you can reach me at 540-785-4315. Go to WCHV.com. Click on Money Success, takes you to my webpage or my phone number and addresses, and I'm located at your Virginia Credit Union in Seminole Court. Remember, you do not have to be a member to meet with me. Many of my clients are not members of the credit union. As I mentioned, we're highlighting some areas of end of year planning. If you haven't started, and I've this past couple weeks met with one of my clients who I've been after for a number of years. They had a substantial estate, land holding, and so forth, and I've been after them for a number of years to get the documents that they need to get a trust or wills, whichever is most appropriate. Powers of attorney for asset management and health care and the life directives, all the documents that they need that are appropriate, specifically designed for them. One was of the spouses was very interested in getting it going. The other one was like dragging a logging chain up a hill. And unfortunately, nothing was being done until trauma hit. This wife had a major accident where she'd fallen, had a head injury, very severe, still recovering, and she almost passed away. And if not that, she, by the grace of God, she's walking around in that because she could have been an invalid. Guess what? Now he decided to do something. Now it's not completed, but at least they got momentum. Don't wait till it's too late. Do it while you can plan accordingly. Hindsight's 20/20. Procrastination never wins. And these things need to be done appropriately, so that in the event something happens, you're taken care of. So make that a New Year's resolution. If you haven't done anything as far as wills and trusts or powers of attorney, you're getting there, you need to do something. And you don't have to be in your 60s, 70s, and 80s to do that. If you're a young couple and you've got some minor children, you need to have the same thing done because you need guardianship for those children if something happens to you. Because if you don't do that, they immediately become the wards of the court. And the court now decides who they're going to go to and how they're going to go. And they're going to be split up. Well, grandma and grandpa are going to take them. Are they really? Or my brother and sister will take them and their family. Will they really? Do they know that they'll be financially secure if they take them into the house, that they'll be able to handle them? Grandma and grandpa, they love those grandchildren. But how's their health? Generational difference. Lifestyle difference. I've seen where grandparents, all of a sudden, they have a young child in the house, and it turns their lives upside down. What about their health problems that can happen? You know, these are things that need to be thought out and discussed. And so don't just assume, well, we're young. Folks, you're not immortal. The reality of life is there's mortality. It's an assurity. The difference is we don't have it stamped on the bottom of our feet when it's going to happen. And any day you pick up the newspaper or listen to the news, you hear it. And sometimes the people that you knew. So take that to account. That's my hope for you, is that, you become proactive, make that a New Year's resolution, do the estate work, get your portfolios adjusted. Which takes me to the next point I want to bring to you, and we're talking about, I mentioned it last week, we were going to talk about portfolio mixes, bonds, stocks, international positions. And there was a study done. It was called, the article was called All Equity Portfolio Beats Bonds in Retirement Plans, New Research Finds. And after the beating they took in bonds over the last 2 years, investors can be forgiven for wondering if it was ever a good idea to rely on mixed income to lay up for old age. And by the way, this is a reprint that I have out of Financial Advisors magazine. So that's where it comes from. The latest issue. I'm going to read some of this to you because I think it's important. You're looking at your portfolios. You're trying to make some decisions. New research validates some of these suspicions. It's a deeply out of consensus view certain to rattle the Wall Street establishment. A group of academics set out to test time-honoring investing advice that says a diversified portfolio of bonds and stocks is the best way to save for the future. What they found across a sample of 36 countries over 130 years, substantial sample, was that a mix of half domestic and half international equities actually beat blended portfolios in both money made and capital preserved. Now, remember this. You say, well, what about foreign? When we think of a lot of companies in this country that are traded on the New York Stock Exchange, they're foreign companies. They were originally, in some cases, American companies that are now foreign-owned. The example I use is Budweiser. Anheuser-Busch and Budweiser is no longer an American company. It is owned overseas. It's an international company. Many of the finance companies, many of the companies today, they're conglomerates. The paper was titled Beyond the Status Quo, A Critical Assessment of Life Cycle Investment Advice. I love these titles that they come up with. Adds fuel to an already heated debate after a 60-40 strategy misfired last year. Remember, 60-40, 60% stocks, 40% bonds is what they've called for kind of a moderate portfolio. With fixed income suffering subpar returns amid the Federal Reserve's money tightening, some have argued traditional investing advice needs a rethink. Remember, we had interest rates in money market accounts that were 0.01%. That's one step above putting it in a coffee can and burying it in the tree in the backyard. So that being said, and I quote, as long as the equity investors are able to stick it out, they end up being better off with a very high probability than somebody who's trying to smooth out those short-term movements by diversifying into bonds, said Scott Cederberg of the University of Arizona, who authored the paper, was Izan Anakurlova, and Emory University, and Michael S. Odoetry at the University of Missouri. I apologize to these gentlemen for butchering their name. Smith, Jones, and Brown are a lot easier, folks. Anyways, they used a computer to run a million simulations for American households. The researchers found that splitting money between domestic and international equities built just over $1 million of wealth on average by retirement, compared to about $760,000 for the 60-40 mix. While the maximum loss for the all-stock approach was deeper, it wasn't bad enough to derail performance over the long haul. Remember, we're talking about the long haul, folks. When we put a plan together, we're looking out into the future. We're not looking at tomorrow. If you're going to look at it every day, and I've told my clients, you're going to look at it regularly, I want to know, because I'm investing in Tums and Maalox. You're going to need a lot of it. The market's going to go all over the place. We're talking long-term investing and looking out towards the future. Now, several factors prevent advisors, from us as advisors, for grasping this all equity approach, because one of the aspects is the stocks and bonds thing has kind of been a myopic focus for advisors for a long time, especially on the short-term basis. And some of it is just laziness. Instead of doing the due diligence and the research, it's a lot easier to just put a stock and bond mix together, and it kind of levels out some of the ups and downs instead of realizing what you can really do over a long time. And again, that's looking at the different sectors. It's not only looking at the stocks or bonds or funds or whatever it might be. On the short term, you got to look at the long term, what they're going to be doing. And that's starting at 10 years out. You've got to take a look at where your goals, what's the plan that you put together? What are your goals? What are your needs? What is your risk tolerance? What's your time horizon? What's going to give you financial peace of mind, financial security, planning for people living into their 90s? Today, insurance companies have contracts out for 120 years is their maturity date. We talk about investing, especially with younger people, you can be more aggressive. As you get older, you want to protect what you have, because for the most part, what you've got is what you're going to have, especially post-retirement, unless you've got some more inheritance coming in that you know of, or you're going to win the Powerball. I checked mine. I'm not a Powerball winner because I don't play. So I'm not going to get anything that way. And inheritances aren't coming my way. So put a plan together. Take a look at it. Doesn't mean you have to jump off a cliff and being aggressive. You can be moderate in looking at stocks, getting value stocks, getting core positions out there, whether it be in stocks or bonds, or stocks or mutual funds and so forth. And taking a look at how they're set up, what the difference is, how they're going to work for you, putting a plan together, work the plan. You've heard me say that time and again. It's not taking a dart and throwing it at the Wall Street Journal stock section and see where it sticks. That doesn't work. Put the plan together for who you are, what you want to accomplish. Put those goals together and make sure that you review the plan on a regular basis. You can't just, it's not a buy and hold. It's not forget about it. It's work that plan. Meet with your advisor. make sure the things that you need and you want are going your way. I'm Joel Marks, your host, financial advisor here on Money Success, here on CBO 107.5 and WCHB 1260. Remember, you can contact me at 540-785-4315 or go to the webpage on WCHB.com, click on Money Success. My information is there. And remember, the best is yet to come. Merry Christmas, Tom.
Annually voted one of Virginia's top newscasts now.
This is a comeback story.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, Amen FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is local news first.
A local Christmas light display is considered one of the best.
You don't have to question if it's Christmas on Lewis Court. That's thanks to Jeff Spinello's Christmas light display that is gaining national attention.
It's a lot.